The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When it comes to your hair, it's definitely time to get back to your normal routine. Let Lady Jane's make you look and feel like a king. Check them out in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, just south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This guy, he's looking for Vader's help on this one.
Oh.
We have the... I have the Vader cup here.
Vader's here.
He said here, you can keep it over there. My buddy's hot mom match with me on Tinder.
No.
Jeez. Lord Lisa has answered. Mind you, I'm freshly 20. She's 43. I want to ask Lord Vader what to do. She's my buddy's mom who I went to school with. I have no clue what to do at this point. All I can say is I'm into her.
It is your destiny.
Help me out, Lord Vader. What should I do? Should he go ahead and set up a Tinder date with his buddy's mom?
Oh, my God.
So the mom obviously knows, right?
Has to.
Yeah. Right?
He's been over so, the house.
It was one of your buddy's moms, Chuck. She'd know, oh, that's yeah. Chuck on Tinder. Well,
you know all the friends.
But the thing is, the mom has swiped on you, right? That's
I know,
the only
that's
way
I'm
you
saying.
Match.
That's what so I'm saying. She's, so she knows it's her son's buddy.
Yeah, she's fine with it.
Yes.
Your buddy's mom is a whore.
I guess it's just not going to, it won't be your buddy anymore, but see what Vader says.
That's it. I mean, I guess loosely how much of a buddy.
Yeah, it depends on how good of friends you are.
I think you can bang your buddy's mom and still be friends.
I don't think so.
Really, James?
I think so. Sure.
Really, if one of your buddies had banged your mom, you'd still be able to be friends with them.
I mean, it'd be really weird, you know? I mean, if they start coming over on holidays and stuff, it'd be even extra weird. But...
You'd be okay with
it. If you have the type of mom that's on Tinder, I feel like...
You know your mom bangs your buddy.
I think there's some moms that are on Tinder, and there's some moms that aren't, you know?
Yes.
If you have a Tinder mom...
Most moms aren't.
Right, most moms.
Most moms aren't on Tinder.
I would agree with that statement, yes.
Oh, I disagree with that statement.
Unless you're disagreeing?
Oh, my God, I disagree
with that. Like, divorced.
Divorced moms are all over that thing.
I'm picturing a nice, sweet little mom, like a homemaker mom is making cookies. Those
exactly.
Moms
that mom isn't there. Like, Leave It to Beaver's mom
is
not on there. But if you are divorced...
Okay, maybe most moms aren't matching with their kids' friends on Tinder.
No,
right.
Is that
probably
a more
not.
Accurate statement?
Yeah, that's
probably
a more
not.
Accurate statement. No.
They don't go from 19.
All right, Lord Vader, should he bang his buddy's hot mom?
This is terrifying.
What does Vader say?
Oh, Vader.
Smash that mom.
What did Vader say?
Said yes.
No.
Oh, he said no.
Oh, Vader says no.
Vader said no.
We finally agree on something.
Bros Vader must four
know.
Hoes.
Yeah, Vader must know something about their relationship.
Yeah.
They're good friends. You'll lose a good friend.
I think Vader's judgment is clouded by the Force. He doesn't know.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
That's fine, Vader. You want to argue with me? That's fine.
It is pointless to resist.
Oh, it's funny. Everyone listening has taken James' side. They all think he should bang.
Of course they are.
They all think
smash
he should
that
bang.
Mom!
You can make
smash
new friends.
Smash that mom!
Smash that mom!
We would be honored if you would join us.
It's like, move that bus.
He will. He's going to do it, so.
Yeah. I think he will. Vader says no, though, and that's... listen, Vader gives the best advice. Only he knows. Mm-hmm. He can see into the future.
He knows all.
Yep. Yeah. He doesn't want to be... You could be your buddy's father.
Yeah.
Buddy, I am your father.
Mm. Imagine you accidentally knocked up your friend's mom.
Oh, that's
no.
A bad day.
No, my God.
Can you imagine that?
Make him a brother.
Yeah.
Hey, I made you a brother.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I did you a favor. Put a baby in your mom.
Imagine, like, in the craziest world ever, I get with Chuck's mom, Linda, and make him a brother.
Wow.
How crazy would that be?
I hate when you use examples.
I know, but just trying to bring it home among friends.
I know.
Chuck, I'm making him a brother.
I better have a better chance getting with your mom.
Okay. That did bring it home.
You guys want to try some wild hunters?
Okay. Hunters, don't involve my dad.
Your dad's involved.
No, he's not.
Your dad's in on it.
Hell no.
Yeah.
He'd kill you.
He's in the corner.
Okay, he's not.
He would kill you.
Come on. My dad would rip your head off your body.
We'll see.
I wouldn't mess with Dave's
I
dad.
Would not either. We'll see. I think he's blown people up, Chuck. I'm just saying.
I know. I do, too.
Watch your car.
I do, too.
Watch your car.
Yeah.
The Belfast Bombers.
Yeah.
And one missing Jeep.
Chuck, what happened to your Jeep?
I'd have to change my car every day.
It's all burned out. He's still driving it.
Doors are off.
One day he just pulls into the courtyard here behind us.
I'm sorry I'm late, guys. Dave's dad attempted to blow my Jeep up again.
Trying to blow your car up?
He thought he was cool with like a cuckold situation. Turns out he wasn't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Know what your boundaries are before you have me rail your wife.
Oh, my God. That would be a day.
Let me tell you,
that's a
saying.
Funny go-to revenge is blowing up somebody's car.
It's how
that's
they did things. That's
what the Irish know.
That's what the Irish know.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
Them and the mafia.
Right.
And if you were lucky, you weren't in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were lucky, if you didn't do, it was just a warning, pretty much. Next time, this could be you.
Yes.
You watch your step. My dad would send that message loud and clear.
We'll see.
Here's something that kind of shocked me. Lifeguards making some cash.
Who?
Lifeguards.
Oh, sure.
You really? I would have thought.
I don't think they make
not the
money.
Kids ones, but I think like you're fall. Like an ocean one. Like
the Baywatch people.
I still don't think they make a ton.
I feel like you got to do okay.
In Los Angeles, you do good.
Oh, yeah.
They found that in Los Angeles, there is lifeguards on the payroll. Seven of them pulling in almost $400,000 a year. 82 of them bring in over $200,000. That's before overtime.
That's in L.A., so it's like making $30,000 a year here.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, depending you know on where you are.
Yeah, they're living in those tents.
31 lifeguards pulled in between $50,000 and $131,000 just in overtime. Way more than I would have thought.
Yeah,
I
would have
thought that was like a $30,000 a year type of job.
In fact,
I mean, unless you're Hasselhoff.
Like, who's paying for that?
I would assume the county.
Right. I'm like, you're fired.
I mean, I don't know. That seems like a lot of money to pay four different dudes.
Really trained.
I'm sure
well,
you do.
It's a little. I'm so many people swim there,
and no one really wants to do it anymore. It's not like
you don't. You don't want to be out on a beach.
I don't know. Seems like a hard job.
Senior Dave will take it up.
Yeah.
Into the lifeguard business. Some sweet coin sitting on the sidelines.
He'll swear
waves.
At every victim.
Yeah. You drowning whore!
There'd be no worse beach to go to than
you'd
Dave's
be,
beach.
Yeah.
He would be a stickler for every rule, every beach rule that there is. Man, oh man.
Rules are there for a reason, Charlie.
He'd have a decibel level thing for people with music on the beach. He'd be checking the decibel level. I don't know. You're lucky.
Take their phone.
You're lucky this time. Yeah.
I guess there's probably not a ton of senior lifeguards, though.
Probably not.
You know,
no,
they probably look
probably
for
none.
Me more young and able.
I think so. Yeah. You look more towards Walmart.
Imagine if you're drowning and you see an elderly man trying to come save you.
I'm coming.
Oh, it's taken for a little more. It's taken for a little
more. I gotcha. It's going to be a while. Oh, boy. I'm slower than I thought.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I passed these tests 40 years ago.
You're not even in close to the water yet, man.
Kicking, kicking,
is
kicking.
That you running?
Yep. He's going under. Yeah, I didn't get there in time.
Another one.
Yep,
another one.
Another one.
Oh, wow. Turns around.
He drowned so quick.
Yeah, that's a risk you take.
Yep. Don't swim on days like this.
Okay.
Gorgeous day, zero chop.
That explains why there's not a bunch of senior lifeguards.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe has joined the cast of Marvel's Thor: Love and Thunder. He'll play the sound of thunder when he walks.
Oh, God.
What's he gonna say? He's fat now. What
record
he
him.
He's so big.
Damn right, dude. Damn right, damn, Thor.
Oh, my God. How are we going to destroy him?
We're having a hard time understanding him.
Oh, my God. Russell Crowe joins Chris Hemsworth, who is, back for his role as the God of Thunder, Natalie Portman, and Christian Bale, who will be playing the villain. It's a pretty big star-studded cast for the next Thor movie. Crowe's role is being kept under wraps. They wanted to surprise fans with him in the film, but photos have shown them hanging out all over Australia, so they've confirmed he's in the movie. Matt Damon is also confirmed to come back.
Everyone's in it.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing that Marvel ended up doing. They realized, like, we want, like, star power in our superhero movies.
That's a lot of star power.
You know?
It is. Yeah.
Some big names in there.
Well, I think the director's that Taika
Waititi.
Oh, yeah. That guy's awesome.
He's incredible.
Yeah. There's no better Waititi than that guy. He's back as director. Plot details being kept under wraps. The film, right now they're saying it should come out next May. Mm. But again, they don't say what role Russell Crowe will be playing.
Avenger.
Yeah, I think I saw one of those pictures of them all just hanging out together, and he's still...
Yeah.
I like this.
Sloppy.
The Thor adds another beefy Australian to its cast.
Beefy.
You don't want to be called beefy.
Oh, gosh, Russell.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
He's big. He's a big, big man still.
I just see the guy from The Gladiator.
I know.
And it's
where'd
like,
that guy
whoa,
go?
He's
gone.
Been gone.
Oh, gone.
Yeah. He lived outside.
He gone.
Long gone. Where'd that guy go?
Think about it. You were the Gladiator dude. Get it together.
He just really let himself go.
Oh. Yeah, it's funny because when I read an article about this, of course, the picture, it was side by side of him.
Oh, my God.
Then that's and now. Weird. Like, look at the difference.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Is that real?
That's real. Oh, that's real. Yeah, yeah, like, that's
real.
That's him.
Look at him.
I know.
Yeah, these are, I don't think these are real. Those have been photoshopped.
Yeah, these are real.
That one's not.
I mean,
real.
It was a while ago, Gladiator, right? I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
people age and all that, but he just let his body go.
Well, really was he older in The Gladiator than we realized? You know, like sometimes, like an actor will be 40, and you think he's
like 30.
You think he's 30.
Well, it was also a long time ago, too, right?
Yeah.
He was 35 when he played that
character. Right, but that's the thing, right? So, like, you're 35, though, but then time goes by. Like, if he was 20 in The Gladiator, we'd still be like, oh, yeah, he looks great.
I feel like he's let himself go a long time ago.
You know what he did? He did that Beautiful Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that was the first one where he kind of was like, oh, I'm going to gain a bit of weight for this role.
I chubbed up.
And he enjoyed
and that
it.
Was probably so
and then yeah. it was like, well, I'm
much
tight.
More fun than working out.
Well, also, I think you just decide, I'm not that sex symbol guy anymore.
Yeah, but then there's Brad Pitt who's still going for that, right?
Brad Pitt is a genetic freak,
there,
though.
Yeah. He's a genetic freak.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
But he's the same age, and he's still in shape, still going for those kind of roles.
Right, but, like, there's a Brad Pitt out there in the same way that there is, like, Christy Brinkley.
Right.
Yeah, right.
She ages
like,
so well.
It's like there's one of them.
One.
You know, there's one
of each.
And it's
one
Brad,
male, one
Brad
female.
Pitt is just that guy. Plus, you know, there are some, there's talk of, you know, when he goes into a movie, like, what is he doing to make sure he looks the best? Is there any cycles involved in that? Is it like, I don't know if it's pure clean living.
It'd be hard to not say to Russell Crowe, like, man, you take dinner to the Maximus. Kind of poke his belly a little.
Yeah. Oh, he'll chop your head right off.
He would.
Are you not entertained? I'd like to say something nice about him, but the one encounter I had with him in person in London was not nice. He was
Oh, no, I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
he seems like a dude.
He seems like it.
And it wasn't nice. Even I watched him, like, interact with people around him, even on his, like, team of security and stuff. He was not kind.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like
he seems like a douchebag.
He responds to people on Twitter. That's all you have to know.
Right.
Like, if you respond to people on Twitter...
I can't believe he's on Twitter.
Well, he responded to, like, someone said something mean about Master and Commander, saying it was, like, the most boring movie ever, and he lit that guy up. It's like, dude, you shouldn't care.
Right.
You shouldn't
care.
What
one person thinks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Say what you will about TurboTax.
Yeah, I will. I will say what I will.
But it has never threatened to kill anyone.
It hasn't. Not yet.
There's a 46-year-old woman named LaTanya Wright.
Uh-huh.
She owns her own tax prep service in Houston.
Okay.
Seems like she hasn't been doing the best job.
No.
Because a couple was in her office complaining about something. Well, that's when she grabbed a gun and pointed at them.
Oh.
They thought they should have had more of a refund coming to them.
That's crazy.
She thought perhaps they'd like a bullet instead.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Here's on second thought, you're right. I did forget a lot of receipts.
Turns out you are correct.
I didn't save all those gas receipts. You're right.
My bad. Yeah, they were in her office complaining. They wanted a bigger tax refund than the one she got for them. And then they started going back and forth about it, and she did not take their complaints lightly.
Like they've escaped.
Here's the story.
It was inside the Ms. Biz office off Kirkendall near Ella, where cell phone video caught the owner pulling a gun on customers.
She had the gun pointed at him, and then she turned around with the gun and she actually cocked the gun.
Marquita Boyle said she began filming on her phone, worried the situation might escalate, and it did.
And I'm gonna need you to go ahead and
Try. Police were called and the owner, LaTanya Wright, was arrested at her business. Boyle says she used the office to file her taxes and was there to clear up wrong information she says they gave to the IRS. She tells us that she was waiting her turn when Wright pulled out the gun on another customer who was upset about their tax refund.
You actually cocked the gun at people that paid for your company's services and wanted to know what was going on.
And I'm going to need you to go ahead and...
Boyle tells us the owner got her phone and deleted this video, but she was able to retrieve it for police.
My vision is blurry and my left eye is still blurry. I have the headaches. My anxiety is through the roof.
Tonight, LaTanya Wright is behind bars, charged with aggravated robbery and aggravated assault. A native of Missouri in 2012, she was sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison for her part in a multi-million dollar robbery at an ATM servicing company.
What?
Her business today was closed and no one has returned our messages.
The tax Shelley person
Childers,
I want.
Shelley Childers, ABC 13, Eyewitness News.
No, not at all.
You can't go to Ms. Biz.
I appreciate her name, though, of that business. Ms. Biz.
Ms. Biz.
Ms. Biz.
I see the draw.
I see it.
Oh, Ms. Biz.
I like it, but not who you want to do your taxes.
I guess you can't. I mean, I would think that anyone convicted of those crimes wouldn't be able to open a tax business, but I guess it's all right, Ms. Biz.
Ms. Biz.
She left the state she was in trouble and went and opened it in Texas.
Still seems like they would know.
You'd think.
Yeah, there's a certification you need, right?
I would have to. Maybe I still have to start asking questions to tax people who are doing stuff for me.
I've never personally ran into like a hard tax person.
No.
Usually they don't seem like the bank robbing type.
No. Mine's like a sweet as pie lady.
Yeah. Right.
All about not normally. Crunch the numbers.
Yeah. Living the thug life.
Mine are very nerdy. I was involved in the $5 million heist.
I've never touched a gun.
Same with my guy. There's no way I don't believe he's ever seen a gun in his life.
No.
They're typically not pretty. They're very hard.
But I mean, some areas. I drive past some where they've got the people out front dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Now he looks like he's killed people.
Yeah.
Well, he's just the guy dressed as the Statue of Liberty. That's all he can get.
Not doing the taxes.
Yeah, he's shot some people. What's your federal withholding?
The better you are with one of those signs, I think the more people you've killed.
That's a direct correlation?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I'm not sure about that, but Ms. Biz, watch out for her.
It's not official.
I think Ms. Biz has a better ring to it than Mr. Biz.
It's all Ms. Biz.
No, Ms. Yeah. Biz is where it's
Ms.
at.
Ms. Biz.
Yeah. She probably stole the name.
Yeah. Or it's a chain.
I think it might be a chain.
I don't want to say too much about it.
No,
she's got guns.
She'll shoot
you. Crazy. Yeah. She's ready.
Don't mess with Ms. Biz.
Mm-mm. No.
It is a dangerous thing to be in, though, if people want their... They think they, you know, I need more money in this return.
I remember years ago in the department store I worked at, H&R Block would set up temporary offices during tax season.
Right? Oh, yeah.
They'd give them some space on the floor of the department store, and they'd do a little tax stuff. Well, one woman came in. She knocked those partitions down. She was pissed. They totally screwed up her whole refund. She was getting audited. These people are working in a department store. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like they're temporary tax people.
Yeah.
You're trusting them with your financial life. So you got to take that into consideration when things go wrong.
Yeah.
And she was pissed. She came in like Godzilla, just knocking stuff down. And
well, I will say, I remember doing some. There was like a tax place back at the other place I would go to.
Yeah.
And I went in there one time and the person was like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
They were like brand new. Like there was a lot of like missteps and stuff was taken like super long. And then I was like, I can't go back to just.
That's so awkward.
The run of the mill. But I think like Dave said, when you're setting up places, if you're a part of one of these like companies that sets up little places, then maybe you're also hiring in a guy for time period just to crunch some numbers.
You have to, because your office has the regular people in it. They're not going to the mall to work.
And I'll tell you.
You hire people just for that short-term time.
Some of them must have fudged on their resumes, I think. You know?
I would think so. A crazy scene unfolding on 8 Mile in Detroit near Southfield yesterday. I don't know how this could have happened. The video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it. A Chevy Suburban got stuck in reverse with its wheels turned to the left, causing it to do donuts right in the middle of 8 Mile Road yesterday afternoon.
With no one in it?
With no one in it.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Ellerby uploaded his video to Facebook around noon yesterday that showed the beige Suburban stuck in reverse. The video starts with a woman running alongside the car's driver's side door. And so the video's on our website. There's no audio to it. But as we watch it here, you'll see what's happening. It looks like it's even locked somehow.
Yeah, how did this happen?
I don't know. The door's locked.
It's
this big
just
Suburban
idling.
Is stuck in reverse. Just go. She's trying to hold on as it does donuts in the middle of 8 Mile Road. She's like, help!
Just what let it go. Do? Just
help
let
me!
It go. You're
somebody!
Gonna
people are just speeding by.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy. Out there. She's running.
She's tired. She's exhausted.
Now
she's exhausted waiting. Now. Wait for it. Now there's a guy like, hey, look out!
The Suburban hops onto the median multiple times, crosses all three lanes of 8 Mile.
She's still trying.
And she's trying to get the door open.
I love this guy who's just, you know, he had commentary and they had to take it out.
Man.
Oh, yeah, they must
love
have.
To hear his commentary.
Finally, this guy here comes over. He's like, I'll help you.
Well, somebody finally came to try.
This is how you end up
dying.
He threw something at the window that breaks it. And he's able to stop it that way.
He was able to stop it.
Yeah, they had to break the window.
Broke the window just there.
And then I think she gets in somehow and stops it.
Look out, baby!
Now the door's open. The door's open.
Oh, she opened the door, and then the guy who threw it jumped in like a boss. Like a boss.
That's right.
He jumps in and finally brings it to a stop.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to be a hero today, but I was.
So, according to this guy, this guy that took the video here, Jimmy Ellerby, he said the woman pulled up to a store. She thought she put it in park.
Right.
And locked up, but somehow it was stuck in reverse. But your car lets you lock it from the outside if it's still in gear?
It's an old Suburban.
It's
an old
one. Yeah, it's not, Dave. You're thinking about
probably had the
technology.
Push locks or whatever.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that would be allowed, right? If the car's running, you wouldn't be able to lock it from the outside. Watching her hold on to this car in the middle of the road as it's doing donuts by itself is crazy.
The person, love to hear the audio.
I know, me too.
The person that sped by with like the tractor, I think is the guy who ends up saving the day.
Oh, you think?
Like he pulls over to the side.
Oh, is that the guy?
I think it's the guy.
This is so dangerous.
One girl tried to help, and then she ran away. She's like, hell no.
Well, what are you going to do? Like, honestly, there's a wild truck.
Suburban in reverse.
You can't. I mean, you can't risk your life.
And if there was any commentary on the situation, I don't think it was recorded. I have the actual, not the news video. I have the actual video that the gentleman posted on his social media.
Okay, so he even...
But it's completely silent from what I can hear.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I know, because I feel like the commentary would be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It's not the guy who saves the day just happened to be walking on the sidewalk. But I think this guy in the pants there, the tan pants, who just sort of runs and watches...
Yeah.
He's the
pants.
Dude. Tan pants,
what did he
I
have?
Think.
Tractor guy?
Did Tan Pants have something in his car? Does he have something in his hand to try and break it?
It's like a brick.
He might have, but I don't think he got to enact any of his plans.
He's bending over like,
well, she's tired.
Yeah, and then he's going back to his tractor over here.
God knows how long she run after her car up until that point that we saw on video, right? She could have been running after it for 10 minutes. Because she parked at a business. She was nowhere near a business.
It's out in the middle.
Help!
That was incredible. I love the idea of aliens like watching human existence. They're looking all over the place and they're kind of flipping through like the channels, and then they come across this. They're like, come here, look at this. This lady's vehicle got out of control.
I love that the guy that recording the video didn't even get out of his car. Didn't do anything.
And he's ballsy too, because it looks like it could come to him. If it took a bigger circle, it could hit his car.
At the same time, I guess he's ready to get the hell out of there.
It is Detroit, so she's lucky that guy who stopped it just didn't take off in it.
That is true.
Too, right? Hey, thanks, baby.
What a day.
That's a crazy day.
She didn't need
the
to
car
go to the
that's
gym
going
that day.
Backwards. No, she didn't. She had a treadmill.
She got her workout chasing her car backwards.
I'm sure you're thinking, what the hell?
Well, she's like, what can I even do?
It is.
What can I even do? And this guy on the sidewalk is like, don't worry, baby.
I just don't understand how it happened.
Think about what if it happened to you. What? How would you react?
I don't know,
if your car was going...
I hope it never happens to me. Dave's on 8 Mile with his car.
I just leave. I walk away. I assume I got
to
get out of there because it's going
to
kill somebody.
You can't just leave your car moving.
It's going to kill somebody. I have to be as far away as possible.
Your missile of a car?
It got stolen.
You got to call the police right away. Maybe not, though.
So did she hop out while it was in reverse?
She left it in reverse.
Okay. Not realizing and locked up, and then it started to roll back.
Oh, my God.
And I guess they say that it can happen sometimes, but you'd have to, like, override that feature. Most cars wouldn't let you do that.
Well, she might have hit the lock button on her car door as she was getting out.
But mine wouldn't. If my car's running, mine won't let it lock for that reason. Like, I have to turn it off in order to lock it. The only way you can do it is with remote start.
But I unlock and lock my car on the inside when it's driving all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're in the car with the key fob.
Well, no, because you're not... There was no key fob that could... Those cars didn't have a key fob that was detectable from inside the car. It was like a key start.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So she left the keys in it, went to hop out, right, hit lock on the door.
Yeah.
Which
the car was car was in reverse, thought it was in park, got out, forgot the keys, oops.
It's a common error.
Car in park, but it and left, walked away, and then oops, there it goes. Luckily she saw it.
So it must have backed out and then hit the curb.
I found the one with audio.
I
can't play it, God knows what he says.
But I do want to hear it
the
air.
Yeah.
Man, that's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, I just want to see him laugh.
He's taking a real chance.
He's just laughing. He's just laughing.
Nope. Nope.
And now we got a dump.
Sorry.
Now we got a dump. Everyone misses it.
No, all he said was the S word. He was laughing for a long time. It was just like a wheezy laugh.
In case you missed it, Dave started to play the unedited call that I had to dump out of.
You were saying no.
And I was saying no, no, no the whole time.
Oh, no, if,
in
no,
case you
no.
missed that. You just got to live on the edge, Chuck.
Yeah, yeah.
See what happens.
That's what you want to do on the radio.
Right. Live, on,
live
the
on the edge of swearing all the time.
Basically do. But yeah, so we'll have to listen to that later.
Yes.
And I'll send James the link. We can post that up on that, the one with audio.
James, I'd listen to the thing whole the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
First.
I will.
Make sure it's not inappropriate.
That we
I have the link.
That we don't want to be associated with.
You got the link already? All right, so then you're
if it's good. To that Instagram page, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it is. That's where it has the audio. So we'll see what it's like. But this woman, thankfully, she got her truck. She's going to have to buy a new window.
Mm. Well, but, yeah, but you know what? In the grand scheme of things, her truck's pretty unscathed.
Yeah.
That's true.
It like, it should have rammed into, like, a million cars and caused a death. It didn't. It just spun around in a circle on the road, went up on the curb a couple times.
Yeah,
broken
right.
window.
Best case scenario for that woman is how yeah. that played out. But it's crazy that it even happened in the first place.
I want to know what she said when she got home for the day.
Yeah, what a crazy day she had.
Oh, man! Had a hell of a day.
What happened?
The Blazer got away from me, baby. My Suburban went nuts. I put it in park, I swear.
Yeah, to go in circles. You had to chase it around.
Chase it everywhere.
Oh.
Man broke my window.
But he saved the day.
Yeah, he sure did.
He definitely saved the day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So this next guy is kicking himself that he didn't accept help from two girls. I'll tell you his story in a second. But the question for you is, what's the missed opportunity you kick yourself about? The one you totally regret not being a part of. If you want to chime in with a story for a little bit, the toll-free number is 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. The missed opportunity you kick yourself that you didn't become a part of. And I guess at some point we've all had that moment of, if I played that differently, something could have played out differently for us, right?
Sure.
It ends up haunting some people. This guy felt strongly enough about it that he's sharing it with the world. It seems a walk to the post office resulted in him having to walk five boxes, four small ones and a large one from Amazon, back to his place. He was kind of struggling to carry them all. Two ladies walking by offered their assistance. The first one said, "Here, I can help you carry that big one." And the other one said, "And I'll take the smaller ones for you." For reasons he can't explain, he turned them down, saying, "Oh, you know, I'm okay. I don't live that far away." The girls gave it another shot, saying, "Well, actually, we're not busy. We don't mind helping you." He turned them down again. Making things worse, he's been in town for 5 years. He says he's yet to meet one nice single person since he's been there. Now he's questioning, what did they really want?
They wanted to rob you.
You think they just... Well, yes. Wouldn't they have just taken his packages then?
I don't know. They were looking for... I don't think they were looking for sex.
You don't think...
I think it was...
You think random women are going to approach me and my packages on the street
no,
and offer just
and to
maul
to
me?
Help and, I don't know.
It's weird
because... probably good that he said no.
That's hilarious. So he's going through thinking they wanted to bang him?
Yes, yes.
I had something like this happen to me, though. Like, it happened to me in the UK. I was walking down the street. My brother and I went to the UK. I'm in London. I'm walking down the street. My brother and he was partying somewhere. We got stopped. I was like, "Dude, I can't take you. I'm going back. I'm walking back to the place." two girls walk by. And they were wasted or whatever, and they almost hit me, and they apologized. I was like, hey, don't worry about it, it's okay. And then the second they heard my accent, they were like, come with us! I'm like, okay, what are we doing? What's our adventure?
Yeah.
And they took me to get all sorts of candies that they wanted me to try from the UK, like chocolate bars and things, and then we went back to their place.
And then what happened, Chuck?
You know.
But that's not a missed opportunity.
No, nothing happened. We watched.
Oh. You ate candy?
I watched Big Brother.
You ate candy with a couple of chicks in Scotland?
You watched Big Brother and ate candy?
I watched Big Brother in this room.
What?
But listen, it was weird. I was like, I think I misread the whole thing. I think that the one was trying to like set me up with the other one, and I wasn't interested.
Chuck's hot Scottish threesome turned into Big Brother with some chocolate bars?
Well, that's how it started, and then it was like, that's how we met each other. Like, it was like how we got to know each other. And then they were like, come back to my apartment. I'm like, all right.
And you did, but yet you still just ended up watching Big Brother.
Well, that we got there, that was what they sold it on. They were like, you know, tonight is this Big Brother finale.
But you weren't interested in the one that she was trying to set you up with?
Not really.
It wasn't a missed opportunity.
In the Cadbury's Dairy Milk
chocolate bar. Saying they didn't rob me or anything. You know what I mean? Like they took me back to their place. We watched Big Brother. So they made me spaghetti. That's the other thing. They made me food.
Were these hot chicks?
Yeah, they were okay.
Well, they were okay. If they were okay. If they were hot, you would have sex with one of them.
I don't know if I would have. I was a mess. But.
Oh, is it your anti-woman time?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. He's like, you ate spaghetti.
I hated them before I met them.
You ate food that was the next best thing to sex.
Yeah, it kind of was. Chocolate and spaghetti.
Spaghetti and Big Brother.
And two hot English chicks took you on a little tour of the...
It was crazy.
United Kingdom.
And I had to explain it to my brother the next day, because he's like, dude, where were you? I was like, well... This is what happened.
Oh my God.
Oh boy, oh boy.
But I'm just saying, I didn't get robbed. I didn't. Sometimes people just.
They just want to hang out and carry your packages.
I think they thought it was cool.
Most of the time in the U.S., you get robbed in a lot of places.
Yes,
a lot of situations,
it's different. It was different. Yeah, I knew these chicks had no possible. They weren't going to. Okay. They were sharing one set of sunglasses that broke at some point in their evening. One had on the right one, one had on the left one.
Okay.
They were a disaster.
So some challenge chicks bought you a chocolate bar.
No, they were just
took
drunk.
You back to their place.
Yeah, they were just drunk.
That's spaghetti and chocolate.
It wasn't bad. Wasn't the worst night.
Seems
like an okay time. It wasn't the worst night.
The hell of a way to get a free chocolate bar.
Yeah. Chuck Scottish threesome. How have you guys caught
the
up
threesome
on Big Brother?
Chocolate and spaghetti.
Well, and think about watching UK Big Brother, which I've never seen
you're
an episode
a mess of.
They're crying about the ending.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what the hell is going on?
They were crying about the ending?
Yeah, like however it ended.
Their half sunglasses?
It was like the biggest thing. It was like the biggest thing in the UK that night.
Wow. These Scottish chicks will have a sunglass on eating chocolate bars.
They were from the UK.
That's a wild adventure.
They weren't Scottish.
I've had some weird nights. I've never had anything like that happen.
I had some wild nights in that little trip.
Amazing,
Chuck. Wild nights.
Sounds wild. It's wild. You're wild and other people's wild a little different, but yes.
Well, that night wasn't as wild as other nights got.
Picture you having candy with them.
So listen, no joke. These two chicks take me. No, listen. These two chicks take me to a store. We're walking in the store, and I'm talking to them. Some other person comes up, and it's like, "Hey, you have an accent." I'm like, "Yeah." They're like short little conversation. What do you do? I'm on the radio. Oh my God, I'm the head of blah blah blah, BBC One Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love your voice. I think you sound great.
Like your Canadian accent.
They put me on the phone with some program director over there. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to this guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not moving to the UK.
So you missed out on a threesome and a new job with the
and
BBC.
And a job at the BBC.
Quick night.
Yeah.
new career and new sexual adventures.
I know it's crazy. That legitimately happened all in the same night.
Wow. That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Because the girl that was on the morning show there was actually an American girl. You wouldn't be, if you went over there, we wouldn't be able to tell. But to them,
they could pick up on the
differences. They were like, sure. Oh, yeah, you know.
Yep.
But,
wow.
It was a wild day. Chuck. What a night.
Well, I bet no one else have a story quite like that.
Oh.
Chocolate bar, spaghetti, and job offers.
Sunglasses.
So I guess in a way it was a missed opportunity, but what a fail that would have been. Yeah. Give up on all this.
Sure, absolutely. So what is the missed opportunity you kick yourself that you let slide by? Someone said...
live in a town of supermodels, that would have sucked.
Sold GameStop shares when they went up, missed out on $15,000.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's one. Had a cougar bribe me with a threesome if she could stick her pinky in my stinky. I still regret it.
What? Wait, what?
She offered him a threesome, but she wanted to put her finger in his back door.
So he said no.
Okay. But he says he still regrets it because they were both complete smoke shows.
Oh. He should have just let that happen. Now that a doctor's been in mine,
you'll let anyone in.
Are you kidding me?
Pete's in New Hampshire.
I'm like, he's really going to regret it once he lets a man do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, once a man has done it to you, you're like, what?
Yeah.
I could have had
all sorts of people in there.
Oh!
Pete.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the missed opportunity you kick yourself about?
Penis.
Well, I was on a... going on a trip with my ex-girlfriend's family, and we're sitting in the terminal, and the whole family goes off to get something to eat and leaves me alone. And I look over, and there's this fox in a denim long skirt and a bustier kind of thing. And she sees me looking at her, and she's all, you know, adjusting her thigh highs and stuff like that. Well, long story short, we get on the same plane together, and again, I can't take my eyes off her, and she's, you know, fixing her top and all that, and she gets up and goes into the bathroom, and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I look over, my girlfriend's sound asleep. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go for it. So I get down to the bathroom, and as I'm going in, she's coming out, and there's a big lipstick mark on the glass, and it's written in lipstick, you snooze, you lose.
Oh, wow. My God.
But what about
my chance to be on the Mile High Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, but your girlfriend...
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
She was just a girlfriend.
She's sleeping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, but a human
none
being.
The wiser. None the wiser.
And you obviously didn't end up with the girlfriend.
No.
Okay. If you had, you would have been a horrible man. But all right, that's fine. Then thanks for calling in. You have a good day. I get it. You know.
Yeah.
If you're young and dumb and full of stuff, then you may just slip past your sleeping lady and have a threesome in the airplane bathroom.
That's crazy.
A little Mile High action. Simon, how are you?
Hey.
How's it going?
I was seeing this chick, and she was into all kinds of things. And so we had a threesome with a friend of ours. And I was basically ignored the whole time.
Simon.
No, they had a good time.
My name is Simon. He hasn't heard that before, Dave.
And then what else?
They kind of recognized that I was left out, so we had a second go at it, and so I'm pumped going into it.
Uh-oh.
And I think we can all guess what happened.
Oh, no, too excited. Simon says,
spliggity.
Yeah, Simon says, I'm done.
Just couldn't perform. So Simon says it's not working.
I thought he went off like a rocket.
Couldn't even get there.
Simon says soft.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah.
It sounds like it still deflated you to this day.
It takes a hit, right?
Oh my God.
But anyways, love you guys.
Thanks, man. Simon. See ya. Sad Simon says soft.
I've told the story before that one of the first like full-on amateur porns that I saw as like a porn-watching guy was a failed male-female-female threesome where the guy, they were like, come on. They were like, let's go.
That had an effect on you, right?
And I was just like, oh, like I saw the dark side of them while everyone else is just, oh, right. It's got to be the greatest. I'm like, you don't know how they can end.
Right.
You don't know what can happen. They can be terrible. This poor guy, never. And then they just were like, forget it then. Get out.
Jesus.
Can you imagine?
Here's a little different one. A valet driver, we were working at a Ferrari dealership for an event, but I said, you know what, I'll handle the desk and the keyboard tonight. Well, that night we got a ton of the greatest Ferraris you've ever seen in your life and all sorts of other super amazing cars, but I was stuck at the keyboard and wasn't allowed to drive anything.
Jeez. You have to work out something like halfway.
Yeah,
you switch halfway.
Voice-changing technology. We head to Tampa for this anonymous caller. What's the missed opportunity you still kick yourself about?
So I went on vacation with a couple of friends, my girl and their friends, another couple. And the conversation got brought up about feet. And I said, I don't mind them. I actually kind of like them. And my buddy, the guy on the other couple, he said that he thought it was disgusting. And the girls were all drunk in a hot tub. And the girls offered to give me a foot job. And I basically choked.
So you are totally into feet. They offer to give you a foot job,
not totally.
No, but he didn't mind.
Well, you're into feet.
He didn't mind
them. Yeah, I didn't mind it.
You're not opposed to them. They offer to tug on your Johnson with them, and you say no, or you just couldn't get aroused?
Actually, both.
Wow. So he couldn't get aroused, and then he was like, forget it.
They were just kicking it around.
Put under the pressure, you know, I froze up.
I think it happens to most. I mean, I think that's what stops. Like, every guy thinks, oh, yeah, I could be a porn star. I could do all that. No, you can't. It's much harder than what anyone could ever imagine.
I feel like it would take me so long to throw in the towel, though, that I'd be like, keep it going. We'll do this. I'm like, give me your feet. Forget it. Run them faster, harder. I wouldn't just be like, I think this isn't going to work.
I don't know. I mean, the problem is you've got an audience.
Right. The pressure of it.
Maybe can you not put the toe with the corn on it so close?
James.
Maybe no, I like that.
The different foot?
Yeah.
I'm not really into feet, but roll with the punches, I guess.
You're already in a bathtub, kind of.
What, you're not into group foot jobs, Lee?
It's a corn on the foot.
I know, it's a corn that just totally took away the whole image.
I keep feeling it when it's touching me, you know? It's all I can think about is that corn on
it's
that
toe. It's ribbed for your pleasure.
Just when you got like hot chick feet in your head and then Mr. Corn over here comes in.
I can talk about the plantar's wart, too.
Okay, all right.
I won't bring that up.
On a regular line, we go to Mike in Boston. Hey, Mike, good morning. Talking about the missed opportunity you still kick yourself about.
Yeah, so I was out in Boston one night, and I'm at the bar, and these two girls are sitting next to me. And, you know, I'm chatting with them, and I buy them a drink, and there's a guy sitting on the other side of them. And, you know, the four of us became like friends that night, and we started chatting, and at the end of the night the two girls are like, hey, well,
so you and this guy were like, holy heck.
Yep,
holy heck. So we head back to their place, and you know, it's like a big apartment building, and we go in and we go upstairs, and you know, I've been drinking, and they have this herb, and they're like, oh, we don't have anything to use it with. We need some papers or something. So I'm like, I think I have papers in the car. So I run down outside, and I get outside, and the second the door shut behind me, I heard it lock. And I'm like, I don't know the address. I don't know what number they're in. So I'm out there. I stayed out there for like 15 minutes. Nobody came out. I didn't know what. I rang like every number on the doorbell.
Oh.
So the other guy, just banged them all.
The other guy had everybody.
He banged them all for you.
Yeah, he had the night of his life while you were stuck outside.
Yeah,
oh my God, that's terrible.
Oh,
that
sucks.
That's terrible. The only thing you can hope for is they all passed out. In my brain.
Yeah, no.
That's why they didn't
have the craziest sex night of his life because of you.
Oh, my God.
Well, the, ins- smoke any weed, I'll tell you that.
I don't know.
At least he had the weed.
Jokes on them.
Yeah. This woman said, I worked in Hollywood at Mel's Diner. Tall, dark, and handsome wanted to take me home. I said no because I was working. Started driving home. He pulled up next to me and said, hey, come with me. I said, no, I'm okay. Found out the next day he was a player on the Lakers. I still regret it to this day.
Jeez, well.
It could have been bad. You never know.
It could have been bad. It
could have been bad.
But
your bits don't regret it.
No, James pointed out that could have been a guy or a girl, I guess. You know, I assume it's a woman that texted, but she doesn't specify.
Yeah.
I just, sure, I don't know. Whatever, how they described them, tall, dark, handsome, like they didn't, like, say, I don't know, just something about it. It was just weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Voice-changing technology here. Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
Yo, what's up, Dave, Chuck, and Lisa Wade?
Not too much.
Hey, what's going on?
Missed opportunity that you kick yourself about still.
I do. I do kick myself every day of my life. I got to tell you one thing, you guys. I'm straight.
Okay.
No, not even bi curious or anything. Straight as an arrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. 19 years old. Picture me, just a young fellow, broke. Can't even afford a cheeseburger, right?
Right.
I got a guy who offers me $250,000 to, you know, do the thing to him.
Mm-hmm. Like, by thing, you mean an oral thing?
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
$250,000 for one BJ.
Yeah, yeah. But I got morals and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't. And I'm thinking, he's lying. I know the guy, you know, I knew the guy. He's filthy rich. And I'm like, there's no way he will ever pay that amount of money for something like that. Plus, I'm not gay, and I'm telling myself that stuff. Never. Heck no. Well, months later, here comes my buddy telling me he has $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Your buddy did it?
My buddy did it.
And was paid $250,000.
Yep.
Paid $250,000. He said he only sucked it, but who knows, man? Who knows? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
More could have happened.
I feel like more
could have happened.
That's so much money. I feel like
that's one of the world's most expensive BJs.
Absolutely. I mean, I know you, Dave, and Chuck will do it too. And, you know, back
I would
then,
do it.
Absolutely. I'm thinking, no, I got morals and stuff. And I've been working 15 years ever since and never even make half of that money.
So your big regret is you did not blow that man.
Yeah, he should have been first.
I regret it to every kid who's in my shoes, do it.
Well, we're not gonna send you out to talk at the schools.
Life advice.
You can't go talk at the schools.
Right.
No.
Listen, do it.
Blow the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can actually go around schools as a tour and, you know, talk to people about my experiences. Do it. You know what I mean? So schools ain't going to get you anywhere anyway.
The worst messages.
I love it.
We got to let you
I
go.
Wish I was at that school.
I wish I was at that. All the best, man. All the best, Miss BJ. Have a good day.
Yeah. I would have thought he made the right call, because that's so much money, I would have just called BS on it immediately.
Yeah.
You can get that kind of thing for so much cheaper.
My goodness.
So.
I'd say, show me the money first.
That's it. You get the money up front.
Okay, that looks like $250,000. All right, let me get my chapstick.
As much as he says most people would do it, and I get the thought process behind that, you still have to live a life with, if that's not your thing.
Yeah.
The fact that you did that, right? Like that's $250,000 of mental.
It's crazy if like you use that money and you start a business or something. You know,
that'd be the only way.
Like,
to, like,
and that's
it.
Your
feel
secret.
About
is that,
it.
You know,
what
secret.
Would be crazier if you opened a chain one of those restaurants called BJ's? With that
right. It's like I start like a pizza shop that then becomes a national chain.
Right. And how did you start? Where did you get the money to start?
I
this?
Gave a man a BJ. Started. Gave a rich man the worst BJ he's ever had, and he gave me $250,000, which I then turned into this pizza shop, Chuck's Pizza.
Chuck's
and
pizza.
It went nationwide.
It all started
we make some
with
of the
one BJ.
That's it.
Now I know why you consider calling it the spicy pepperoni.
Yeah. It would have to be some kind of phallic pizza.
Not a regret you'd expect, but there it is. There's all sorts.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.